One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hello, my name is Victor. I'm from California. I know a lot of people share stories on here. I enjoy listening to it when I'm driving into work. It's just interesting to kind of hear about shared experiences sometimes and go, hey, there's something out there for sure. And, while some people may exaggerate stories, I mean, there's some truth in everything. So I wanted to share some quick stories. I'm the youngest of four siblings. I have three older sisters. And surprisingly enough, everyone, including my mother, have experienced some things that couldn't be explained from, one side of the spectrum to the other. I personally, myself, have only seen shadow people. When I was younger, I went to visit my sister and my baby nephews. I was maybe like 13, 14. I remember going into her apartment, which wasn't too far from where we lived. One of the bedrooms themselves was kind of farther into the house. It didn't have any windows because it was kind of almost like in the center of the apartment. So we got no natural light in there. But you get a little bit of light if like a door was left open further down the hall. It was one of my first experiences seeing a shadow person because I went in looking for my nephews who were like toddlers at the time to go like play with them and say hi. And when I walked into the bedroom, I saw these shadows against the wall moving, and there was no shadow movement that should have occurred because I was standing still and I was the only one in the kind of a doorway frame that would have possibly created the movement. So at that point, I said, Jerry, Adrian, calling on nephew's names. And my sister said, we're back here, like near the back of the house. So right away, I knew something was up, and I left. That was one of my first experiences seeing a shadow. Creeped me out, but simultaneously, I was like, well, whatever. It could have been trick of the eye. I've seen some shadow folks, and I think they called it Desert Willow. It's near Tucson, Arizona. It is now an abandoned place, but it used to be like a summer camp for kids. And we were exploring there when I was 18. We saw this cabin that no longer had. It only had the door frame and the window frames, no glass or door anymore. My boyfriend at the time was telling me a story of, you know, that this place was haunted, that it was built over some kind of indigenous battleground. And he has Navajo background, and he was just mentioning and telling us, like, yeah, you know, fires would inexplicably occur there. We had our flashlights because we're having fun. No natural light, just the moon and the flashlights. And as we're walking around, we're pointing the flashlight through the cabin to see what's inside without going inside. And in one of those instances, when we pointed the flashlight through one of the window frames, a black shadow came over and blocked the light. Now, usually when light hits something, it brightens it up and you can clearly see what it is. So even if a wall's dark, if I put the light on the wall, I could see it was a wooden wall. Well, whatever this was kind of was absorbing the light, meaning that when the light was pointed at it, it was still black. And we're like, oh, maybe it's like a homeless person or something in there. So as we moved the light over to the door frame, the thing swiftly moved, went to the door, and then opened up its arms. It still, like, absorbed the light. So it was nothing but a shadow figure that opened up its arms. It could make out that. And that freaked us out. So we started running back to the car. And as we were running, we heard rustling near our feet, as if animals were scurrying away along with us. So we get to the car. I was told, you know, to, like, clean my shoes off of the dirt, to not bring any of this, like, you know, I don't know if it's considered sacred or not, but the dirt into the car or eventually to the house. But, you know, there were those kind of inexplicable shadows that we see. That was the most I saw, but I feel like my sisters got a little bit worse than I did. My sister, Amy, lived with her boyfriend, and she had her two kids. They lived in this really old duplex in Los Angeles. It since has been, you know, demoed and no longer exists. But it was one of those tall 2-floor buildings. Somebody resided on the second building. They were on the first floor. And it was like dark wood. The interior was wood. The exterior was wood. It looked really old. This was like 94, 95. I remember I was young. I was maybe 10 years old. And one night, it was probably past 11 o'clock, my sister, my baby nephew at the time, and her husband, her boyfriend, came over to our house. And this was before cell phones, before anything. They just knocked on the door. They came in hysterically. My mom was trying to calm my sister down. My dad was trying to talk to my sister's boyfriend. They're like, what's happening? What's going on? And I was just kind of confused, like, what is happening? So my mom put this, like, St. Jude necklace on my baby nephew and started praying, and I was trying to decipher what was happening. My dad, who had a rifle at the time, grabbed the rifle and left with my sister's boyfriend. And I was just confused as hell. I was like, did somebody attack him? What's happening? So my sister later shared that that sometimes, every once in a while, my nephew's toys would turn on. And when they would turn on, they didn't have batteries in them. They're like, you know, we didn't put batteries in the toys because some of the toys were like for a toddler and he was a baby. He wasn't going to play with them. So a lot of the toys didn't have the batteries in them. They were just, you know, in the baby's room available. And they would play on their own and they check. They wouldn't have batteries. And they thought it was creepy, but that was the most they experienced until that night. And in that specific night, they said that they heard one of the toy car sirens start to play. And they knew it was one of the toys that typically turned on by itself as well. So they went into the baby's room, and when they went in there, that they saw like a black shadow picking the baby up off the crib. and lifting the baby up, and that my nephew was just inexplicably quiet. Not like asleep, he was awake, but he was just quiet, like in a trance. So as they were pulling the baby off of the arms of the shadow thing, that it wouldn't let go, and then finally it did, and they just freaked out and they left the house. My dad went to see if somebody was over there with a gun, and obviously didn't find anybody. They ended up moving away, but it was, she said it was one of the scariest experiences she's ever had. My oldest sister then shared that she's kind of had a run-in with creepy things as well. She worked in real estate, and I guess based off the building they lived, they worked at, there were two buildings. There was one they worked out of. The other one was under construction for whatever reason, but they had access to that bathroom because the bathroom that was in their building was closed out. I guess it was getting repaired or demoed, whatever it was. So what happened is she says that she never liked going to that restroom. She'd rather hold in, you know, having to use the restroom because she would hear stories, and they said there was an old woman that used to appear in the bathrooms if you were alone. And she's like, you know what, I didn't want to test it out. I, you know, whether I believed in it or not, I wasn't there to be the person that discovered, hey, it's something real. But she said she had to go to the restroom really bad one time, and she didn't want to go by herself, so she told her coworker, hey, come with me to the restrooms, I really have to go. So she said she went to the restroom, they had the stalls, they were both using the stalls, my sister finished, and she was washing her hands. Her coworker was still not out of the stall yet, but they were the only ones in the restroom. She said that she was washing her hands, and obviously there's a full-length mirror going across all the other sinks, and that she lifted her eyes, and that one of the stalls, the door started slowly opening. She's like, I was just fixated, like, oh, why is it slowly opening? Nobody's in there. And at that point, I guess her coworker came out of the bathroom and was starting to wash her hands. And that as the door fully opened, she saw an old lady with black hair, a black outfit, black boots or shoes, black stockings, just standing in the stall facing down. And she said she just felt this simultaneous, like, goosebumps and this, like, weird sensation that just tingled inside of her, yelled her coworker's name and was like, go, 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 she's here, she's here. And they ran out. And that the coworker was like, what happened? She's like, I saw the little old lady. I actually saw the old lady. And she's like, she never went into the bathroom again. She's like, I believe in ghosts now because of that experience. And there was no reason because nobody else was in there. She's like, we purposely made sure because they checked into the stalls before they started using them just because they were that cautious and aware of like stuff that could go down. Lastly, and this is probably the most creepy one, this was maybe 5-6 years ago. My other sister, Rachel, she lives in a house, and they always had weird things happen. She said that in that house, the washing machine would turn on by itself, the sink would turn on by itself, and that sometimes she'd be washing dishes, and from the corner of her eye, she'd see something very low and black move around the house, and sometimes she used to think that their dog got in. So she used to go and check, and nothing would be in the room where she checked, and then she'd go to see if the dog was outside, and the dog was outside, and the door would be closed. There would be no way for the dog to come in. She said that my niece said that while she was taking a shower once, that the towels and the shower sliding door started shaking on their own, and there was no earthquake, and she just ran out of there and was scared, and then my sister just told her, like, oh, you probably just hit the shower door, just trying to calm her down, but she knew something was up. Well, this was on April 9th. I remember because I was driving from my office back home. I still lived with my parents at the time. My parents were in Mexico. My dad was retired, so they'd go for like 3-4 months at a time. And I was like, holy crap, it's my dad's birthday. It's April 9th. Let me call and say happy birthday. So I call my mom as I'm driving, and I was like, hey, is my dad there so I can say happy birthday? And my mom goes, yeah, but just so you know, when you get home, you might have a surprise. And I'm thinking, oh, did they have something mailed from over there? And I was like, oh, what's the surprise? She's like, well, your sister's over there at the house. She's probably going to be spending some time there with you. And I was like, oh, why? I was like, was it a domestic dispute? Did her and her husband get in an argument? And she's saying, she's like, she said she saw something at her house. She was alone and she doesn't want to be there. So I thought that was weird. So I called my sister immediately afterward. I forgot to say happy birthday to my dad. I was like, hey, what happened? And she was still kind of nervous. And she's like, yeah, she's like, I was, you know, it's broad daylight. She's like, you know, in the mornings, she dropped my nephew off at school. My niece, who was in her, you know, 1920 at the time, just had a baby daughter. So she had like a, what, two-year-old, one-and-a-half-year-old with her while my niece was working. And she's like, yeah, I had the baby with me. We went on a stroll. It was before 10 in the morning, so still sunlight, still daytime. She's like, we got back. They had a little puppy, too, and they're like, we're in the house. It's just her, my two-year-old niece, my niece's daughter, who's 2 years old, and the little puppy. She's like, and I started putting music on my phone because I had to put laundry away. So she says she was in her bedroom sitting down. My baby niece is like playing around in there with the puppy, and that the music on her phone would suddenly start to lower as if a call was coming in. So she'd get up and check the phone, and no call would come in, and the music would go back up high. So she'd sit down, and then that way it would do it again. And she's like, it started getting creepy, she's like. So that after that, it was a Spanish song and had to do with the devil. And it's not a demonic song, but it talked about, like, how the devil gets in your mind and et cetera. And she's like, it was just weird that that song started playing, and I just started feeling a little bit unnerved. And she said that at that point in time, she was on one edge of the bed, sitting down, kind of pairing up some socks, when she heard the puppy start barking uncontrollably. She's like, quiet, quiet, be quiet. And she's like, the puppy never barked like that. It was just barking. And that it was looking at the corner diagonally far from her. And she's like, I slowly turned because I had a mound of clothes over there. And she's like, and I saw a face. And the face was like gray, black, wrinkled. It had yellow eyes, and it was peeking over the edge of the bed, staring directly at her. And she said she froze up for a second because she's like, it was clearly a face. And she said she had clothes in her hand, and she threw it at the corner, but it slowly started lowering itself anyways, as if you had like a cardboard cutout, and somebody left the cardboard cutout and then started lowering it. And then when she did that, my niece started walking toward that way, and she grabbed my baby niece, grabbed the dog, and ran out of the house. She's like, I left. I didn't grab my purse. I had my car keys. And she went over to my mom's house. And I told her, I was like, do you think maybe it was like the mound of clothes? She's like, I saw what I saw. And it was a face that looked at me, and I looked at it. She's like, and I know there's something wrong with that place, but I never thought it would get to this. And, so she called her husband. Her husband left work early. And he was uncomfortable, but that they went at nighttime, and their bigger dog who was there would not go into the house. And other times she was like, usually if we open the house door, he'll run inside and we have to get him out, like, get out, you're an outdoor dog, but it did not want to go in the house. And they went in, and that her husband turned on all the lights, and that they went into the bedroom and everything was as is. And that her husband said, oh, you probably saw the mound of clothes and thought you saw a face. And she's like, no, I didn't. I know what I saw. And she stayed with my mom for about a good week before their, you know, I guess their fear dissipated and they ended up going back. But funny enough, my partner said, hey, do you remember when we were at a party at your sister's house? And we were in the dining room area. And he took a picture of the whole family. He wasn't in it. And behind us is a glass window. And within the glass window, there was a reflection of a face that looked kind of like the girl from The Exorcist. And there was no TV. There was nothing that would have caused reflection of a face, especially because we had our backs turned toward the window. So none of our faces could have been reflected there. And he was the only one facing the window. And his face was accounted for in the reflection. And he socialized it. He said it felt creepy, so he deleted it off his phone. And then even my mom said that when she was having dinner there one time, she was sitting down, her back was turned toward the hallway, and that she felt something whisper and blow air in her ear and touch her ear. And I remember we were sitting there, and she suddenly turned as if a mosquito or something went in her ear, and she started pulling her ear away and going, oh, my God, oh, my God. And we said, what? And she said, somebody whispered and touched my ear. In the Spanish or Mexican culture, they call things duendes, which are like little trolls that like to move things around and kind of be mischievous and do that. But she thinks it was something much more than that. And they never got an explanation. They still live there, which I don't know how they do it. Mind you, it's been 6 years. She hasn't seen anything yet. But yeah, just wanted to share some of the crazy stories my family and I have experienced, hoping I can share a story about our aunt who lived in a haunted house in Chicago and had some things she experienced while she was pregnant. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.